Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio on this Super Bowl upcoming weekend, WBJC's Mary Zajac.
Hello.
Are you a Super Bowl fan? Are you
no.
a fan? No, I am.
I'm sorry.
I am.
I'm not.
This is huge stuff. I mean, Baltimore hasn't been in the Super Bowl since, 2001, since 2000 season, 2001 Super Bowl, and this is a big deal. So we are excited. At least I am.
I'm sharing your excitement.
So I am having people over.
Okay.
And Super Bowl.
Am I one of them?
Of course you are.
Great. What should I bring?
That is the question. What should you bring?
What are you preparing for food?
Well,
or are you carrying out? Is this like a wings and pizza type event?
These are all interesting questions. Well, first off, I believe that all sports related food events should be potlucks.
Okay. You will make more food than a Jewish grandma.
As you say, I will make more food than a Jewish grandma. However, I will also make Jewish food
because
I think it's good luck. My mother said the Ravens won last time against New England because I made Jewish food.
That's
so
what
I'll
I heard.
More Jewish food. Now, you need something to drink during the game, and I think the growler of beer is the way to go.
And there's so many places you can get them nowadays. I would recommend, or if I'm bringing some of the beer, I would recommend going down to Union Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
They have Balt Alt, and they have Duckpin Pale Ale, and they're doing a great job. You can go down on Saturdays between 2 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
You buy their growler. You get it filled up, you bring the growler back, get it filled up again.
A grand idea. I think that is really good. Now, you need something at the end of the Super Bowl game to celebrate with, something sparkling. Or if you lose, you need something for consolation. Sparkling is easy. There's so many nice possibilities. I am very fond of sparkling Vouvrays these days. I think they are stunning. What do you drink in consolation, MZ?
Well, you might want to go to the hard stuff.
Yeah, exactly so. So my bottle of Templeton Rye.
Oh, perfect. What are you drinking in between, though?
Ah, that is a fine question.
What if you have folks that aren't really beer drinkers?
Ah.
You know, I know you classical music folks.
Well, for reds, Zweigelt is a nice light red because it's not too overwhelming during the game. The game lasts for
hours. And
it'll
go with your roast chicken wings?
Exactly.
And your latkes?
No, Kenahora. So Zweigelt is good for the reds. The whites, I think maybe a Grüner Veltliner. I'm going Austrian on this. Zweigelt for the reds and Grüner Veltliner for the whites.
Sounds great. Go Austria!
Exactly. Their colors are red and white, which doesn't work at all for this particular game. But nevertheless, those are my choices for Super Bowl. Light wines for the Super Bowl are good because it's a long sit, and you don't want some monster California wine that's going to have you unconscious. You want to actually watch the game.
You don't want to be knocked out by halftime.
Exactly.
You got to watch Beyonce.
There you have it. Now, Union Brewing is where?
Right near Clipper Mill.
Excellent. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Go Ravens.
Go Ravens.
Cheers.